જય શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ. ઇટ સેડ ધેટ ધેર આર થ્રી થિંગ્સ ધેટ ડિસ્ટ્રેક્ટ ધ લિવિંગ એન્ટિટી ફ્રોમ પીસફુલી પ્રેક્ટિસિંગ ડિવોશનલ સર્વિસ. ધ માઇન્ડ ઇઝ ઓલવેઝ filled with the past worries and the future fears and the current illusions. But if you see, this past worries is shoka and future fears are the bhaya, and the current illusions are called moha. Shoka, moha and bhaya. The root of these three is actually the wrong type of consciousness, which is enjoying and exploiting rather than surrendering and serving. This is the only thing. Everything else is much smaller. The root dirty consciousness in the mind is the desire to enjoy and exploit everyone and everything around us. And if this root consciousness can be adjusted to attain the state of consciousness of being a servant, serving and surrendering. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke this most famous verse with these four qualities. Humility and tolerance, if one has these two things, then respecting others and not expecting respect, both will come. Because humility is expressed externally by bowing down, which we have been doing so many times today morning also. Every morning we do. Externally we bow down. That is called Natanga, offering our body down on the ground as an external expression of our humility. And with folding the palms is called Kritanjali, which is also an expression of humility. Now, above this, we have to speak with humility and we have to think humbly also. Speaking politely and thinking humbly is admitting and accepting oneself as a servant of Krishna and servant of the devotees. So this consciousness, humility, you will see that it leads to respect. Similarly, the consciousness of tolerance means the comforts and inconveniences that come in my life are an orchestration of Krishna. It is specially designed for me to purify me and sent by Krishna and Guru. It's arranged for me. This is the right consciousness which can purify our heart. Because if somebody whom we love, they are pinching us or they are twisting our ears, although we know that they are doing it, we know that they are doing it for my good. But if somebody unknown, or we don't see anybody on the other side, then we get suffering. Immediately we get frustrated. Why the suffering is inflicted upon me? Why only me? There are so many fellows in this world. Why not on them? That is why if one does not get respect, or one is insulted, one knows it is actually orchestration of Krishna. Krishna has arranged it to purify my heart. Similarly, when inconveniences and discomforts are hurled at us, we know this is all actually a result of my own past actions, plus it is also arranged by Krishna to purify my heart. So this disposition will come only when we take the role of not being an enjoyer. An enjoyer can never have this disposition. It is just not possible. That is why Srila Prabhupada, from the very early days, he taught his disciples that we are only servants of Krishna, we are not the enjoyer. We are only the cooperator, we are not the controller. This many, many lectures Prabhupada gave on this. That is why his disciples also stress on these things, you will see. I am only a cooperator, I am not the controller. I am only a servant, I am not the enjoyer. Because the consciousness of enjoyer and controller leads to enormous expectations, which while chanting the holy name will not let a person chant in peace. And one is chanting, the mind will be overthrown and battered by the waves of demands and expectations and desire to control situations and people. Always. And we have actually no power to control the situations of people, because there are many controllers above us, and the ultimate controller Krishna above all. And because of not observing that and realizing that, one can make one's chanting horrible. That is why the word Sarvatma Snapanam, the bathing of the soul, is only possible when one understands Krishna is the enjoyer, I am only a servant. Krishna is the controller, I am only a cooperator. Actually, by cooperating with Krishna's plan, we truly enjoy. That's where the enjoyment lies. But by not cooperating with Krishna's enjoyment and becoming a competitor with Krishna, which is actually a foolish competition. That is why manashashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. That karshati is the competition or war. War with whom? War against Krishna. It is a very mischievous and naughty war, foolish war, because the tiny living entity is extremely infinitesimal in size, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And Krishna is not only supreme, he is also non-envious, non-exploitative. He always is a well-wisher and benefactor of the living entity. But not realizing this, considering him my competitor, we can make a mess out of our life, which we every day do during chanting. By considering ourselves the controller, enjoyer, and proprietor. So the desire to dominate is the controlship. The desire to enjoy comforts and conveniences and luxuries is the enjoyership. The desire to possess more and more people and things, the desire to possess many, many followers and many, many commodities, perishable commodities of the material world, that is a proprietorship. So these three things you will see Prabhupada repeatedly speaks in his lectures. Enjoyership, proprietorship, controllership. It's a very fundamental thing in spiritual life. If a devotee does not contemplate on these things, am I becoming an enjoyer? Am I trying to become a controller? Am I trying to become a proprietor? These three things. That is why in that verse, Bhaktaram Yekinda Prasam, Krishna says, he is the supreme enjoyer and he is the proprietor of all the Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And he is the benefactor of every living entity. So he says these three things to uproot this wrong type of consciousness. And all the Navida Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, these activities are all designed and given by Krishna himself. Why? They orient a person towards becoming a servant, not the master. They orient a servant towards cooperating with the Lord, not controlling the Lord. So, this consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if cultivated, can allow a person to chant Kirtaniya Sadahari peacefully. One can chant very peacefully. If the mind is racing with the desire to dominate or control, if the mind is racing to adjust the worldly situations to offer us comforts and conveniences, we will not be able to call out Krishna's names. Because we are not depending on him, we are considering ourselves the pivot of the world, ourselves the pivot of the universe. So, if one says that I just cannot adjust my mind, what to do? In the Srimad Bhagavatam's famous verse, it says, Yasyam Vaishruyamanaya Krishne Paramapuruṣe Bhaktirutpadyate Pumsam Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. By calling out the Paramapurusha's names and by hearing his glories, one can uproot these three anarthas, shoka, moha and bhaya, which actually become a great stumbling block in calling out the name. The Atma cannot bathe in the holy name very nicely. The bathing of the soul takes place when the soul is desperately taking shelter and helplessly falling at Krishna's feet. And without any offenses, out of the 10 offenses, the first and third are other than the direct offenses which are hurled against Krishna's name. You will see the second and 4 to 10, they are all directly against Krishna's name. However, the first and third are offenses against Guru and Vaishnava. So, one has to diligently understand these 10 offenses and avoid them in order for one to give up these three things, proprietorship, controllership, and jayership. And if you are not observing these things, then they will have direct effect on chanting. And if chanting is not bathing the soul, then where is the progress? There may be progress, but it is very minimal progress. But if the chanting bathes the soul in a mood of servitorship and surrender, then the progress is extremely fast. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this famous verse of humility, respect, humility, tolerance, and offering respect and not demanding respect. This allows one to chant the holy names peacefully and continuously, further purifying one to come to the stage of Krishna praying. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like this air free soul. Ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditions. Vacha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.